Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hello.
So have we not done this before?
Never.
I thought we did.
Never.
Were we supposed to?
I think we've touched on death a whole bunch of times in
No, but I thought episodes. We did like the lighthearted version of death. No?
I mean, who hasn't?
I thought we did.
No.
No, I thought we did the episode already. Okay, I was confused when I was doing my answering my questions as usual that you sent me.
No, I don't think we've done anything like, but we do hit on death a lot, in episodes from all different directions and all different perspectives. So
yeah, I know I am going to repeat myself on this episode, probably from things that I've said within those episodes. So
it will be like any other episode
exactly.
For both of us.
Right, exactly.
We both do that.
Right.
I thought about doing an actual death episode, right? Like talking about the serious stuff about death. First of all, you're not in the mind frame for any of that right now because you're like are over the top with work and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's heard it before, but we should just change the name of the podcast, like from Marriage Martinis to Life is Nuts. Like life is crazy because that's just kind of the
same theme.
Every week. But you're working like a dog right now and, a lot going on. And I, for any of you, This Is Us fanatics out there, this past week was the penultimate episode, which I did not know.
Was the what?
Penultimate episode, which I did not know means the second to last episode. I didn't even know there was a term for it. Penultimate. So I guess the ultimate episode is the last. And the penultimate episode is the second to last. So this past week, without giving away too many spoilers, most people already know that, someone very important in the show dies. And they've been leading up to this. The show's, I think, 6 seasons. And since the last episode of the first season, it's all kind of been leading up to that episode.
Sorry. What are you talking
about? I'm talking about This Is Us.
Oh, okay. I missed that part of it. I don't know anything about This Is Us.
I know.
Right, okay.
But a lot of people do. And even if you don't, if you've been on social media the past week or two, you know about This Is Us. Every meme, every article. It's a huge deal that it's ending. I mean, people are obsessed with this show.
Right. So it's going to be like with you, like last week when Mia's and Jonah's favorite show ended and she came downstairs hysterically crying.
Yeah, she threw a party for them.
She had a party for her.
It was really cute.
Yeah, it was cute. But she came downstairs like hysterical because her animated show ended.
Right.
Right. So now I'm going to have to deal with you because you invited my mother and my sister over, right? For the last episode, I think.
Well, your sister texted me the other day and she said, "You're going to be so mad at me. I can't come over." She's like, "I can't watch this with anybody, the last episode."
Okay.
She's like, "I just want to be by myself and ugly cry."
Understandable.
Which I was like, "You can ugly cry with me."
Right.
I ugly cry every day in my life.
Right.
But the whole thing around her death in the episode, I mean, in the show is, it's super dramatic. It's obviously very sad. And as death is very sad, right? I mean, when we break it down and talk about death, we cannot not acknowledge the fact that like it is the ultimate bummer,
Well, only for those around you, not for you, the one who dies.
No, it's the ultimate bummer for everybody.
For everybody else, except for the one who dies. It's not a bummer for them.
I think it's a bummer for them.
Not once they have perished, kicked the bucket, any other
Yes, once, there are a ton of terms.
Once they're gone, it's not sad for them, just those who are around them. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything...
Or probably. Let's put it that way.
Probably sad, right. Because
we don't know.
Right. Some people might not give a shit if you're gone.
Or we just don't know what happens once you die if it is sad for those who have perished.
Right.
Right? We don't know.
We don't know.
Right?
No, but now you have everybody thinking that they're going to die and just be stuck in their head for eternity. Oh,
I did that like three episodes ago.
I know. Right. And now everybody is seeking therapy because right. you have put this
Listen,
in your head.
I'm...
Didn't you even have people text you?
Yes.
Like, I never thought of that before, and yeah. now I cannot stop thinking about the fact that I'm going to be stuck in my head for all of eternity.
Right. So, yeah. So what I said was, who knows? I'm going to be the one that when you are buried, when I die, I'm going to be stuck in my head and stuck in like a dream or like, I'm stuck in this coffin, please help me. And like, but there's no motion, I'm not moving, there's no banging, there's no anything. I'm just there.
Well, for those of us with OCD and anxiety, it will just be another day in the park for us because we have been stuck in our head for our entire lives.
This could be a little bit worse.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
But we've been practicing.
Right. Good practice.
So the whole This Is Us thing, you know, obviously, like, I've been dreading this episode because it means everything is coming to an end. And it's a little bit like, you know, the show is ending. And obviously, I know their characters and everything like that. But at the same time, look, anybody who has absolutely had a show that they were obsessed with, when it ends, it is a little bit like... Like, they're gone. They're not in your life anymore, and they've been in your life for, you know, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years. So it is very, very sad, you know, that it's coming
that
to an end.
That these TV characters are no longer in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
Understandable. It is.
I guess I get that. Oh, you know what? I just grabbed this pen from you because mm-hmm. you reminded me of something about death and TV and characters and all that thing that I want to get into too,
mm-hmm.
which was just fucking incredible and changed my life. So I'm going to write this down and please keep
going.
Is it
Six Feet Under?
Fuck you. I'm not even going
to. I'm sorry. No, I want you to talk. I didn't watch it. So you have to talk about it.
You did not watch
I watched the last episode.
Right. But I remember.
Right,
let me write it down.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just rained on your parade.
You
I'm so sorry.
Fucking do that.
Well, because I know you
I know
too
you
well.
Know me too well.
Yeah. Okay, so to start it off, what was your first experience with death? Like, and it could be anything, right? It doesn't have to be someone in your life who died. It could be, you know, anything at all. What do you remember about?
Well, I do remember being very young. I don't know if it was. All right, so there's two memories that I have. The first one was my first grandmother who passed away, and I think I was like six. So I was very young. And then also around the same time, I don't know if it was before or after, but a friend of my family's friend, right? So we were, my mom was friends with the, you know, the mom and the parents, the whole thing. My dad was, you know, one of the kids had died young, you know, as a very young child, maybe 3 or 4
oh
or 5
God.
Years old. Yeah. So,
and
you
as
know,
a kid, that's really scary.
Friend of a family. So maybe I was 6 or 8 or 9 or something like that, somewhere around there. My friend who was my age, his younger brother who had passed away, he had either severe asthma or something, but he died of whatever it was at that very young age. So I remember that and my grandmother passing away sort of around the same time. It may not have been. That's maybe how I'm remembering it. Mm-hmm. But I kind of felt the same way about both things. Like, I was so young. I don't know. Like, I didn't have feelings about it. You know, I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, my grandparents who at that time, they lived in Florida, were in New Jersey. So we saw them once a year. Was I 6? I saw them 6 to 10 times in my life. Maybe more. I don't know. Like, I don't remember. I was just so young, you know, but she was just this, you know, young, smallish Russian immigrant that I remember being like a very strong woman kind, you know, but that's all I know. That's all I remember. I was too young to remember. So I don't have very many emotional feelings about it, nor do I about my friend's little brother, who unfortunately, obviously now at this age, thinks back and like, oh my God, how traumatic and how whatever. But I don't think I had those feelings back then. So I was very young when I had these first impressions of what death was, which to me wasn't very impactful in my life. Mm-hmm. I was too young.
Right.
You know,
right.
I couldn't feel it.
Sure.
You know?
Do you remember anybody talking to you about it or like trying to explain it?
I remember being in my room playing Nintendo, playing like Super Mario Brothers, and my mom walked in and she was like, oh, you know, your friend so-and-so, his brother passed away. And looking back, my thought was, you know, like, that's so sad. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Right.
You know,
and like, then back to your Nintendo game.
Yeah, back to my Nintendo game.
Yeah, you can't process.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
Right.
So that's kind of, so on two different levels, like my grandmother and my friend's brother, you know, like just, but being so young, not even processing it the right way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, my actual first one is sort of one of those memories that I don't know if it's a memory that I have or a memory that I've been told about so many times that it's become sort of this, this sort of like imprinted memory that I didn't actually have, but now I have because so many people talked to me about it. And that was that my mom took me to see, I guess it was a re-release of Bambi in the movie theater.
Okay.
Because Bambi, actually, when I looked it up, it came out in 1942.
Oh, wow.
The first time. Okay. Yeah. So I guess it was like a colorized version, you know, and.
So wait, when did you first see that?
I guess I must have been, my mom says that everything, like I said, everything in my childhood, I was three. Doesn't matter what it was, I was three. Okay. So I don't really know. And it was a re-release. So who knows?
Just saying. I never saw Bambi.
Nor should you.
Okay. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. You know, and my mom's favorite thing was to take us to the movies. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just perfect for her, right? We're sitting down. You're confined as
quick
long as
drive,
you're...
Like, you know,
quick drive.
Like,
quick drive to the theater. Right. Lots of buttered popcorn. You know, just like a perfect scenario, which makes so much sense as a parent. Like,
sure.
As long as your kid is going to actually sit and watch the movie, that's like the biggest score ever as a parent. So she took me to see Bambi, and she says, as soon as the mother died, which is really early on in the film, so I'm told, because I still haven't seen it, I freaked out. I was like, there's no fucking way. Mm-hmm. Like, get me out of this theater. No way. And you know, I still to this day, like, I always wonder why those movies, why these Disney films and everything, why do they have to always have, like, why does there always have to be apparent death in the beginning? Like, you know, Mufasa in The Lion King.
Disney has to have all the feelings. Like, when they release a movie, you want sadness. You want
You can get sadness excitement. Without a parent dying.
Yeah, but they want the extreme of everything, right? The extreme sadness, the extreme excitement, the extreme everything. You know, like, they want the feelings, and that's what, right?
I just feel like it's a lot to put on a kid, and it's always a fucking parent. Like, no wonder I was keeping my mom up at night and, you know, until 3 a.m, being like, are you sure you're not going to die? Are you sure you're not going to die? Like, because everything you're exposed to as a kid is the mom dies or the dad dies or someone close to you dies in Disney
That's
movies.
That's the extreme feeling.
Yeah, and see, right? Everyone...
What's worse than that?
Yeah, and then, like, everyone's always like, oh my God, your mom took you to see Best Little Whorehouse in Texas when you were, you know, 3-4 years old. Yeah, it was fucking fantastic.
Right.
Nobody died. Everybody was, like, laughing the whole time. Orgasms all over the place. It was, like, the perfect scenario. I mean, people, you know, think about it. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, super fun, great music, great
I don't know.
Dancing.
I never saw that either, so.
But, like, I don't know. Why is it okay for Bambi's mom to die and take our kids to that, but not okay for us to take, like, a Dolly Parton movie?
Well, here, how about this? Okay, so I can watch all the shoot 'em up movies, all the war movies, all the, like, the blood sports and the, like, the all the, like, the violence and, like, human.
Oh yeah, bring it on!
I love it.
Yeah.
If a fucking animal dies in a movie, nope, no thank you, can't happen. So why am I okay with human death, but animal death can't happen?
Because animals are so innocent. Right. In a movie, no matter what it is, the person has done something or something's happened or whatever.
But even if they haven't, I'm like, all right, another fucking guy died. Like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, like, I'll watch the National Geographic. Like, but if it's, even though it's so natural where the whales, you know, kill the penguins, you know, to eat just because they have to survive or whatever. But when I see it happen, I'm distraught.
Of
like,
course.
I can't watch it.
Absolutely.
But watching like a war movie and I'm like, fuck you, kill him. Like, mm-hmm. kill that fucking guy. Like, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't care. Yeah, like, do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Like, like, I don't really feel that way about war.
There's
and all
a
that
website.
Stuff, but you know
there's a website you can go on called Did the Dog Die? Or Does the Dog Die?
Okay.
And it has every single movie, like a database, you know, like an IMDb type thing of like every single movie. If an animal dies in it.
Oh, really?
At what point do they die? So you can like fast forward it. I think it even has like, how terrible is it? How gruesome? Like,
oh, that's like in, what's that movie with, what's his name? Can you help me out with that?
You're starting to sound like my parents.
Seth Rogen, one of his older movies where they, you know, how far into the movie does a woman show her tits? There was a movie
Guy on Stern who does that.
No, there was a movie, Seth Rogen, like they have a website or something,
I don't remember. Okay. Is that Pineapple Express?
No, it's not. But, I don't know. Whatever. Same idea. But like there was that documentary or, you know, quotes documentary when we were kids back in the 80s, Faces of Death. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. I rented all of those. I watched them all. And it just showed like a guy who parachutes and he lands in a crocodile pit and like it's eaten alive when his parachute doesn't open or something.
They're real? Right. Real scenarios?
I mean, supposedly, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
This is back before Photoshop and back before all those things. So I'd say more possibly real than if it was done today. Mm-hmm. But they would show like animal versions of that within that movie and I couldn't watch those. You know, like in countries where they will like take monkeys and like bang on their skulls until they're dead and then eat their brains.
Can
like,
we not?
Awful, right? Awful. But the guy who landed in the crocodile pit, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, right? So, but like, I couldn't watch the animal thing.
Yeah, of course.
I could watch the human thing,
yeah.
Not the animal thing.
I know. And I wonder if movies where animals die, if they don't do as well in like the box office. Because word gets out, right? Like you say to your friends, you're like, oh my God, don't see it. The dog dies or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Although I think Marley and Me with Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson, I think that movie did really well. And, you know, that's all about like falling in love with a dog.
Yeah. There was that one zombie movie with Will Smith with his dog. I forgot what that one's called.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
All right. So he's like the last person alive with his dog or something, and there's zombies everywhere, and he's killing zombies and people are dying, you know, whatever. But there's a point where the dog has to be killed because the dog turns to a zombie. That's the worst part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He has to kill the dog. Mm-hmm. Like, spoiler alert, by the way, too late. I get it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the movie, too late. It doesn't matter. But that's the worst part.
Right.
Is killing the dog.
Oh, of course. Yeah. What the whole time I was watching Silence of the Lambs, and I'm terrified of that movie. But the whole time I'm like, please don't hurt the precious,
right.
The dog. Like, yes, I'm very upset about this girl in the well. Really, really bothered by it. It fucked me up. But Precious, please, please do not hurt Precious.
Right.
Like, that's, yes.
I got you. All right, let's move on from there.
Yeah.
But let's take a break already. And
okay.
Is it too soon?
No.
I don't think so. Okay, we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, so let's go back to childhood traumas about death before we keep going with movies.
I guess that could have been a whole episode.
Right? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but you asked me if I remember having a fear of death when I was growing up. No, I don't remember having a fear of death. I've always had a fear of whatever leads up to death. And I still do today. Like, I don't want... I'm not scared of dying. I'm scared of what's going to kill me. And if it's going to hurt. Like, I don't want it to hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my fear. Because, as you know, I was cured of my fear of death by my boy, NDT.
That's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Right. So I no longer fear death because of him, because all he had to say to me was, and I said this, what, in 3 episodes already? Mm-hmm. But I'll say it for the 4th. Do you remember what it was like before you were alive? And the answer is no. That's it. That's all I need to know. That's all I needed to hear. Now I don't fear anything after my death as well.
Ugh, I wish it was that simple for me.
But it is. It's like all of your energy.
Oh, but it is.
But your energy existed before you were alive, right? And it just created you, right? And then when you die, it creates something else. It's gone. Like, you don't know anything about before you. You won't know anything after you. I hope that's true. I feel that way. I believe it.
Yeah, but you don't want to believe in a heaven. You don't want to believe that your soul goes somewhere else and you're like...
Do I want to?
At the end of Ghost where he goes, they go like up. You remember where like the light,
yeah, of course.
They're all like holding hands.
Oh, there's tons of movies that represent like an amazing... We'll get to all that too. But no, do I feel that happens? No. Unfortunately, I don't. I wish I did. It like some of it sounds great. But do I believe in the heaven? No, because if I did, I have to believe in hell too.
Why? Why do you have to
Why
believe in
hell?
Why is
there one or the other?
Well, because hell is just dumb.
Right, so, well, of course it is. But so is the heaven. I mean, it's not dumb. Like, the thought of it is dumb, but the reality... No, there's no reality of it. I don't believe there's a place you go
and, like, there's fires and Satan.
No,
and...
I believe there's nothing. I believe when you're done, it's over. Like, before you were born, remember, there was nothing.
When you're done, you're done.
When you're done, you're done. That's how it works.
Go back and listen to our first episode with Leah Carey if you want to know where that comes from.
Right. When you're done,
when
you're
done. When I'm done, I'm done.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
That was a sexual reference.
You're out of the equation. Uh-huh. Things are done for you.
Okay.
Yeah. You just can't take anymore and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but like what? I don't know. Like,
I don't know either. Listen, your head can start spinning from all of the is there, isn't there, what happens, right? Like, obviously, there's no way of knowing. There's no way of, you know, there's no way of knowing anything. And, you know, you look at people like who have this faith in, for instance, like reincarnation, and they're super like... convinced that they are going to come back, you know, they look at a Shirley MacLaine or whatever, that they're going to come back in another form as another being or whatever. And, you know, people laugh at that but I would love to have that kind of faith in something, right?
No, like, I disagree.
I'm not saying whether it's true or not. I'm saying the kind of faith and the kind of, you know, the kind of peace that it brings a person, right, to believe in something like that.
So if you are to believe in this reincarnation or whatever the thing is, right, so you look out and you're like, oh, look, there's a snail walking across the ground for a day. Oh, I might come back as a snail.
No, I don't think it's like that.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you coming back as?
I'm coming back as like a cooler 2.0 version of myself.
Right, the thing that you want to come back as. No, okay, I don't think that's happening.
But if it's not happening, why not just let everybody believe that it is?
Fine,
like,
believe
what's
it.
The difference?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with believing it. Just keep it to yourself and, you know.
No, I want to share it with my kids. Like I always say, you know, when it comes to my kids, my mom always said to me, like, look around you. Like, this shit is crazy.
Right, it's nuts.
Nuts.
It's insane.
Insane.
Absolutely. But it ends.
Okay, you don't need to say that to our children.
I didn't,
because you don't know
I don't.
That that's true.
Nobody knows
right, because
anything.
They don't come to you for that because they don't want to hear what you have to tell them. They want to hear what I have to tell them.
Well, when they're crying and they're scared about this and they'll come to you and they'll say, just don't go to dad, because if you want to hear what he has to say, no, that's all fucked up.
Well, yeah, so far Mia's the only one who's ever had like a scared of death phase. Neither of the boys, knock on wood, have gone through
that. Jonah did at a young age.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He did.
But she's the only one, I think, who's like been up nights, come into my bed, like what happened, you know, she's really the only one. But no, I
so what'd you say to her?
The same thing my mom said to me, which I still believe. Like, you look around and you're like, look at all of this. Why would it just stop? Mm-hmm. Why is it just here? Right? It's kind of like the way you feel about the universe. And if there's life here, there's got to be life on other, you know, mm-hmm. other places in the universe. It's so vast and so never ending and everything. Well, you can say the same thing about death, right? It's energy. And why does it end with us? And why?
So when we have kittens now, right? We have two of these kittens. We have three cats in our house. We have two dogs in our house, right? And there's 20 cats.
We have one cat outside. Not 20.
All right. So when Billy runs out and kills one of the kittens, which happened once.
Okay. Not one of our kittens. It was a very long time ago. And it was a kitten who came on our lawn. And it was...
Okay, so is there kitten heaven and hell? Does the kitten move on to something? Like, is it just us? Is it just humans because we're human and we think, you know, rationally and we have abstract thought?
I haven't gotten that far into it.
So, like, is there snail heaven and hell?
Okay, but if someone told you about Earth, right, wherever you were before, and someone's like, oh, there's going to be...
Where were we before?
Well, exactly. You don't know. Who knows? You don't know.
Where'd you go from that?
Because you don't know. But like, if someone said to you, like, oh my God, there is going to be a place where you go and you can get a fucking Big Mac and French fries and it tastes like insanely good. And, you know, you have this thing called an orgasm where you feel like your body's about to explode. And people there are probably like, okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Like, why is the next thing any crazier than what we are already experiencing?
I hope.
Yes.
I pray for the next thing. Like, yes, if we can advance and move on, and we'll get to what that means and where it comes from soon, not yet, but we will. I hope that exists. I just don't think it does.
Okay.
All right, we'll go from there. No. I'm just a realist. I'm just a thinker.
Okay.
I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
I am the Albert Einstein of my time.
100%. Yes.
Sure. Okay, so speaking about death, in a perfect world...
The whole fucking episode is about death.
How would you like to go? What's your prime way of dying?
I mean, I
have plenty for you, by the way.
Of course. If you need help. I'm sure you... It's like that This Is 40 scene.
Yes.
Where they're like... where he says, how do you imagine your wife dying? And he's like, a wood chipper.
Right. Oh,
a wood chipper?
I have recipes. I have thoughts.
Recipes? That you're going to make with me after I'm dead?
No, to kill
It'll
you.
Feed a lot of people.
No. No, recipes of things that you will eat that will kill you. I have ideas.
Oh my God, you're going to make me scared to go eat our food. Yeah. How do I want to go? Look, it sounds very cliche. I want to be very, 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 very old, right? I want to have all my, what are they called? Utilities.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Utilities?
Not utilities. My sense, I don't know, my faculties. All my faculties.
Your teachers?
No, that's what it's called. I think you have all your faculties. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Right,
I'm
like
104.
In a second. Yeah.
And like all of a sudden, it's like a heart attack. Well, I'm on the news because of how virile and like how much energy I have. Like I am.
Okay, so nobody.
I am a force to be reckoned with.
So nobody between now and 104 was changing your diapers and changing your
whatever. Oh my God,
your pants.
No, I have been traveling the world.
Gotcha. Okay,
yes.
So you're living life to its fullest until the day you die.
Yes.
Gotcha.
People are astounded by what I am able to accomplish.
No, I love it.
My Apple Watch has exploded from how many steps I have every day.
I think that's a great idea.
So, it sounds like, you know, I don't need to be like climbing Mount Everest. And I just want to be in my bed surrounded by my people and, you know, and.
And not have suffered to get to that point.
Right.
Right. I get that.
Suffered. Ever.
No, understood. No, I would love to go the same way that my grandfather did, peacefully, in his sleep, not screaming like his passengers.
Wait, what?
Okay, that was a Jack Hardy reference, by the way. That was a joke that he made back in the day.
What?
he said, I want to die in my sleep, not screaming like my passengers. Oh, I guess it was an airline pilot or a bus driver or whatever. All right.
How do you know this? This is a comic routine you watched?
Yeah. Okay. So I didn't hear it from Jack Hardy. I heard it from Jackie the Joke Man, who referenced it from Jack Hardy, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. So that's my little comedy. Yeah. Right.
Lighthearted. It's a lighthearted death episode.
Exactly. How do I want to die? Yes. I want to die without knowing I died. Mm-hmm. That's it.
But that could be, that could be like you fall to your death and you think the parachute is going to open and you don't, and you splat
I probably have a heart attack on the way down and die before I splat.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Even better.
I just want to die without the pain and the fear and the knowledge and all that shit. I am too much of a pussy to die like as a man.
Okay,
like,
let's say you're 70 years old and someone says to you, do you want to go into space? And there's a very high percentage chance, or do you want to be the first person to take the accelerated route to Mars?
Yes.
But there's a 95% chance you're going to die when you get to Mars.
Okay.
You're not going to come back. You're going to stay on Mars.
Right. But that's what people who are being, you know, people who are asked to go to Mars.
And you're 70. You're 70.
Okay.
Are you doing it?
70 and going to Mars?
And you get to go to Mars. You're going to see Mars.
How long does it take to get there? 6 months, like normal? Like, or is it accelerated at this point?
It's like 6 months, but there's like alcohol on board and like really like a movie theater. Like,
fuck yeah.
It's like a cruise ship.
Yeah, why not?
But you might not come back.
Yeah, but I'm 70. Who cares? If I'm here at 70, what do I have?
Okay.
A few years anyway? Like,
stop that. You could have 25 years.
I'm lucky if I get to 70 here anyway.
Or 35 if you're me.
Right. Yeah, I'm fucking going. But, all right, that's a whole nother conversation about what happens when I get to Mars. All right, whole nother conversation.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about funerals. What would you like your funeral to be like? I know for me, I think we'd be kind of similar. What do you think? What would your funeral be like?
Well, this is the part that it gets a little hard, right? It gets difficult because I want to honor the traditions of Judaism, obviously. Like,
okay.
I want to honor my ancestors, and I want to honor, whatever people are living and are into our traditions. And there's a lot about Judaism and the rituals that I really like. Like, I love the idea of Shiva, and you know, Shiva is when you sit 7 days in honor of a person, and people come and you pray, and you know, they bring food and it's a way to like help, you know, be a companion for the person who's going through the mourning.
Right. So the widow sits in their house for 7 days, and for 7 days, people come over, they eat, they pray, they do.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, and there's all different, obviously, as in Judaism, there's all different levels of intensity for that, for everything with Judaism. And all religion, there is, you know, all different levels of how you do it. Like, remember we watched the movie, This Is Where I Leave You?
No.
Yeah, with Jason Bateman and Jane Fonda and Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all about, you know, they're sitting Shiva for their father who just died. And it's a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. The book was awesome as well. There's a lot of fun to it, that movie. I love it because it kind of makes, it's Shiva, but it's a very lighthearted in a sense, you know, kind of Shiva.
A comedic version of what Shiva is. Yeah.
You know, and it all depends. Like when it comes to my dad, which I hate to, you know, I obviously hate to think about his passing or whatever, but obviously we're going to do a very traditional, you know, he's very religious. He loves the traditions of Judaism. They bring him peace and comfort. So obviously, you know, our whatever we go through for him service wise and burial wise and everything, again, like I don't like to think about it. Obviously, it's going to be very traditional, right? Like, we're not, like, bringing in, you know, like, a band or...
Oh, so we are different.
Or a bartender or... You know what I mean? I'm talking about my dad.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying for him.
I thought you meant for you because of your dad.
No, obviously.
If you died
not
before
me.
While he was alive.
No, I'm saying my dad is very religious, right? So for him, it makes sense. But, you know, I do sort of feel like it's time, if you want things to change and that you're not comfortable with the traditions, I feel like, you know, a little bit, I'd like to mix things up. You know, I would love the Shiva aspect of things, but yet I also want it not to be as serious as what Shiva usually presents. You know, usually everyone's in black and it's very somber. And look, it's a death. So, of course, everybody is super sad, especially when I go. People are going to be, you know.
I will be so sad.
It will be a level. What are you talking about? You're probably already like fucking like planning your Tinder profile.
I'm already dead. What's the difference?
Stop that. No, but, you know, I do think that it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about. But I want piece bits and pieces of the Jewish rituals, right? But yes, I very much want a very fun funeral.
Wait, now for you, not for your dad.
No, no, no. My dad is strictly, strictly Jewish, you know, rituals, which I respect for him. And I love that he wants that. For anybody who wants that, that's fantastic.
Sure. Whatever works for them.
Whatever and, works for you. But yes, for me, no, I want it to be a huge fucking party, like Coachella meets
you want DJ
Fiddler on the Roof,
full like top shelf bar. You know, everybody's like partying.
Yeah, I want to put money aside for it if we have money one day. I would like to. People save for all kinds of things. Yes, I would love to save for a huge fucking like 3-day festival. Don't call it a mourning period. It is a fucking festival.
Okay.
Just don't put that guy who did the fire festival in charge. That's all I ask.
What's that?
The guy who screwed up with that fire festival who's in jail now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
All right. Should we take another break?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right. So what I think was, which also relates to the next question where you asked about if there's any rituals that I don't want to have at my funeral. So these kind of both go together.
I should take notes.
But again, I want the same thing. I want the party. I want everybody to get drunk and have a good time. I want everybody who knows me to come out and, you know, usually at a funeral, one person talks, like the spouse talks or the mom talks, like one person talks. I want everybody talking. I want everybody who has one thing that they know about me that I've done stupid.
Like a roast.
Yes, I want a roast.
A roast, yeah.
Fuck me up. Like, give me a little dignity. I want like a little bit of like, okay, he had a legacy for this too. But fuck me up too. Like I want both.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? Of course.
But don't you want that done before you die?
I would love to hear it. Like, oh, so that was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? So like he wanted the eulogy. He wanted the, it was Albert Brooks on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Holy shit. Albert Brooks was in another room having his funeral where everybody was talking about him while he was watching. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. I want to see it. But who knows? Maybe you do see it after you die. Who knows, right?
Oh, I hope not, because that means that you've seen a whole. Everyone's seen a whole lot of other shit about you.
Right, but wait, let me get to this. Mm-hmm. I don't send flowers. I don't want the expensive
in
casket.
The Jewish religion, you don't send.
I don't even want to be buried, but I don't even want all that shit. Right, like, all right, you want to help out? Help my wife pay off the mortgage. Right, pay off the school. Pay off, like, don't send flowers. Don't send, like, don't, I don't, we don't need that stuff. Like, I don't care about that stuff.
Our kids, God forbid, our kids are not going to still be in school when you die.
Oh, it could happen.
Stop that.
Or we could still
owe. This is supposed to be a lighthearted death episode.
We could still owe by that point, too. You know?
It depends where they decide to go
to college.
Make
me a tree. That's what I want to be. I don't want to be buried in a stupid $9,000.
And then Billy and Augie will go out and pee on it.
Exactly. Oh, you know what you should do? I saw this. This exists. Turn me to ashes, and you can put me in this, you know, like picture an hourglass. You know those board games that come with like an hourglass that you turn over when it's your turn?
Yeah.
And it takes like 30 seconds for the ashes to go from one side to the next, or sand.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the sand or the ashes that when they turn. So you're the party game.
I would rather at your you family. Be, you know, I said this in another episode. You know that thing that you put on your desk with the rake?
Yes.
I think that's what you should be. No, I will rake you all day long.
I want to be the
hourglass. I will stroke you so hard.
I want to be the hourglass. When it's your turn and you have 30 seconds to make a decision on the board game and you turn it over, those are my ashes going back and forth.
Okay.
Do that. Okay. That's more fun than being buried in a $9,000 fucking stupid casket that means nothing.
Yeah, funerals are so freaking expensive.
That's stupid. It means nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
No, you know, I feel the same way. Like, I want it to be a fun type of thing. Like, I want it to be where I want the celebration of. All right. So I did a lot of research, and there are two things that are there's an end of life party, okay, that you can have, which is what we were talking about with Curb Your Enthusiasm and Albert Brooks, and he watches everything. However, you're at the party, right? Which makes more sense. So it's a party for a sick. Celebrating someone who's sick, celebrating their life. So, you know, you're at a venue that people have done it. Like, I know, you know, I read something about there was an airline pilot and they did it at a hangar, you know, a airline hangar, or I don't know the correct terminology.
Okay.
And they had a DJ and, you know, and all this, you know, party stuff. And they did like an end of life party for that person. You know, people have done it in the Caribbean at a beach or whatever, like whatever the person wants. And it winds up being a huge celebration of that person's life, which I think is so awesome. And then there's also a celebration of life. Go ahead.
No, I'm thinking as you're talking. Okay. So you do that whole thing. Right.
Well, obviously, and then, the person has to be comfortable with it. Not everybody fine. Is, right, you know, is happy-go-lucky that they're
right. You do it. They're happy. It's over. You did it. That's the next day. But then, 10, 20, whatever years later, they die. Then what?
You did. No. An end of life party. You don't have 10 or 20 years left. You have a few months.
No,
left.
But like in that episode with Albert Brooks and. Uncurved.
Oh, well, no, that was completely different. He was totally healthy. He just wanted to make sure that he heard all this awesome stuff about
right. So
which
then what
is a very Curb Your Enthusiasm thing
like,
to do.
You know what I mean? Like, then you have the next thing. Like,
I guess
you
he
have
figures,
real...
like you said, who cares? You're dead.
Right.
You know?
Okay. All right.
But with something like this, you know, the end of life party, you really are at the end of life. And I would assume a person who does an end of life party is also going to do a funeral that is fun. Mm-hmm. You know, that's their
right.
That's their hope. So a celebration of life party is something that's becoming more and more popular. And you know, and I think that you can blend aspects of tradition and religion with these new ideas of these celebrations of life. That, you know, ideas are often more similar to a birthday, anniversary, or retirement party than a funeral. This is your chance to gather friends and family to have fun in honor of their deceased loved one. The idea is to celebrate the life of your friend or family member rather than mourning their death. Those who plan for their own death can choose a party theme that matches their personality or passions, while friends and family can do the same after the death if it wasn't pre-planned. So you're basically like throwing it's quote unquote a funeral, but it has, first of all, maybe the person put aside money and plans for it, which is what I would like us to do. I mean, why should, you know, the people who are still living have to pay $10,000, $15,000 for a funeral? Yeah. I mean, I do like the idea of talking about it and figuring it out beforehand and just leaving a whole plan, right?
Well, listen. I can capitalize on this. I love this idea. I got a party store.
Right.
I am going to now have end-of-life party supplies.
I'm not going to a party store for end-of-life stuff. No.
Listen, I got people coming looking for divorce stuff and like...
No, I am going... I am like... you know, party planners maybe do this now. You know, who knows? I would hire a party planner for this.
I like it.
But it makes so much more sense, right? Like, I don't know. You and I feel like have hopefully lived our lives in a way that people associate us with fun and everything. Does it really make sense for us to have a regular funeral where we're everyone's in all black crying over our casket? And, you know, it's really depressing. It doesn't really make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like funeral should more be about honoring the personality of that person.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It should not be all the same. It should be like geared towards that person's personality.
Agreed. Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, so here are a few things that I read about that people are actually doing today. Like this is an actual thing that people are starting to realize. No, we don't. It doesn't have to be a carbon copy of everybody else's funeral.
This reminds me, by the way, of those millennial weddings that we were talking about. Like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that episode we did?
Yeah.
Millennial weddings?
Yes, they were, she just had a baby, Sarah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you listen to the millennial wedding episode, big kid problems, if you follow her. She just had a baby.
All right.
So celebrate you scavenger hunt party.
So you spread their ashes in different spots and people have to find those ashes and they all put them together and make a U.
Take friends and family on a celebratory adventure that includes stops at all your loved ones' favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, it would just be like bar to bar to bar. No, it would be casino to casino.
No, it would be podcast room to couch.
Right, to
bedroom.
The couch. That's true. Yeah. I'm thinking 15 years
right,
ago.
Right, exactly.
Create a scavenger hunt list that includes the name of restaurants, specific snacks, town landmarks, and even clothing items that the deceased loved. Ask guests to venture out in pairs or small groups and take selfies with these specific items. Gather back at your venue for a party to award the scavenger hunt winners. And then it went on to say something about award the scavenger hunt winners with like items from the deceased.
Right. So
wife.
Somebody gets their dentures or somebody
right,
gets
right.
their.
Right. And then I was sort of like, all right, maybe let's stop here. you know, like it got a little weird. But okay, then
okay.
This one is perfect for you. A heaven or hell party.
Okay.
So consider the personality of the deceased and decide whether they would have a heaven themed or a hell themed.
Oh my God. Is there anything below hell? That's my theme.
So you would have a heaven theme for me and I would have a hell theme for you.
Like below hell.
Ask guests to dress appropriately. How fun would that be though?
That'd be
like
amazing.
Everyone like dresses as death, whatever their perception of
so
that
is. So at your funeral, you'd have a heaven-themed party?
Yeah, it would be like all angels and shit.
Okay,
yeah.
So I would be dressed as like an angel?
At my party?
Yeah. If I was alive still and you were you died and you were an angel-themed party.
Or you might be in jail if I'm in kill.
Right.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, right. You would dress in some kind of a heaven type.
Okay. How do I dress my girlfriend? That's what I'm kind of getting to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. ask guests to dress appropriately for the spiritual location and act as if you're all in heaven or in hell celebrating with your loved one. Tailor your menu, playlist, and decorations to match the theme and include a cardboard cutout of your loved one for photo ops. It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We have more to get to and I want to get to it too. So we're not going to like pass this off to another episode.
Okay.
We're going to take another break. So a third break, which I don't think ever done before.
Okay.
We'll throw in like a fun like date night questions.
No, we have a merch. Now we have merch.
Okay. So we'll talk about that.
Yes.
All right. We'll throw that in.
Please
there.
Buy our merch.
We'll be right back.
Hi. So this is an advertisement for our merch.
Yeah, we have merch.
We do. And you know how we always say we're kind of a shit show? Like, mm-hmm. And it just sounds like we're saying we're kind of a shit show.
No, we are.
We are.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
We're going to prove it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have merch.
All right. You want to hear the real shit show about this? If you go, if you want to buy like some t-shirts or mugs or phone cases or all that
or
stuff.
Or stickers for your computer.
Right, here's the real shit show of it all. Mm-hmm. You need to go to tpublic.com/stores/marriage-and-martinis and you'll find all of our stuff.
Everyone's going to remember that.
Right. Remember all that stuff. So we'll just put the link, right?
Yeah, we'll put the link in our show notes. Please, please. We don't make a lot of money off of this. No. However, it's really fun stuff. We have Pride stuff coming soon. And I don't know. I think it's kind of cool to like have people walk around in their Marriage and Martinis merch or their stuff supporting, you know, the fact that we need to be more open about mental illness and all of this. Please, just go check it out. I don't care. Buy a sticker. Buy a mug. Yeah, whatever it is.
We're not making a killing off this thing.
We're not, like, but it's really fun.
Right. Like we said, just go to tpublic.com/store/marriage-and-martinis and you will find all our shit. Or just click the link.
Fantastic. This was the best ad we've ever done.
Absolutely. All right. So I thought, not fun, but I thought this was kind of fun to think about.
Well, yeah, but you know, when you were alive.
Okay, so people who died while we've been alive that impacted us in a certain way. And listen, there's been none that I've like cried about. Like I've seen you cry when people have died who are not, you know, our relatives or whoever, like a public figure or a celebrity. I've seen you cry. It hasn't impacted me in that kind of way, but obviously, I've been sad to see people go. So I made a little list here.
A montage. Is there music to it?
Can you picture one of those like bar mitzvah montages?
Yeah. Is Wind Beneath My Wings in the, right. Is that the song?
So I thought about people in our lifetime who have died that I've just been kind of sad about. And I started with, let's see. Okay. Not in any order, whatever. Steve Jobs, of course, right? Neil Peart, Michael Jackson, George Carlin, Kurt Cobain, Chris Farley, Kobe Bryant, Prince, Robin Williams, Chris Cornell, Scott Weiland, Anthony Bourdain, Muhammad Ali, and of course, if you remember her, Phyllis Amanda Peterson.
Thanks you for having a woman on the list.
I had to throw her in. Do you know who she is?
No, but that was the first woman you had.
I had more. I kept going like Aretha Franklin. Like I had like Whitney Houston. Like, yeah, I had to keep going.
You must have been distraught when Aretha Franklin.
Do you know who she is? Phyllis Amanda Peterson?
Vanessa Amanda Peterson?
Phyllis Amanda Peterson.
Phyllis? Is that Brian Peterson's wife?
Cindy Mancini.
Oh, yeah. She tragic. Died from drugs
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it was opioids. Yeah. So
like, from Can't Buy Me Love.
Yes. Right. Obviously, I was kind of making it lighthearted and joking about putting her on my list. But that's just an example of so many deaths that are on my list who have died from drugs or whatever. Sure. Just tragic stories.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people.
There have been a lot, man.
Just tons of tragic. Yeah,
there have been a lot.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like when we were in like high school and college, when it was just like every day someone, you know, we're hearing about somebody dying, you know, like it was just someone ODing or a suicide or it was really scary. Yeah, I had for mine were much less. I, you know, the ones that really impacted me, I just remember JFK Jr.
Right.
You know, he was
the small plane.
The small plane. Yeah. And, you know, obviously, of course, first of all, it seems like the Kennedys are cursed, right? Like that everybody was. But at the same time, he did not have.
While you're coughing, can I just get like a little violin out while you're
doing that? No. I'm not trying to get. Look, obviously, of course, it's very, very sad that he died.
And it's sad when anybody dies, obviously.
Okay.
But.
Okay, yes. He did not have enough hours to be the flight attendant. There was probably a little bit of like arrogance in there that, you know, he could fly this plane that he shouldn't have been flying, especially in this weather. Not saying that he deserved, of course.
Of course.
Not, But
of course.
Yes. But, you know, my mom was always really obsessed with the Kennedys. And when any Kennedy dies, which was like once a week when I was growing up, you know, it was like a big deal. He died in 1999, and his wife, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, you know, who, look, they were on every People cover, every, you know, Us magazine cover. Like, they were just the it couple, and it was pretty freaking crazy. And he has my birthday, by the way. And it was just super crazy when they died. And, you know what's so sad about deaths like that, and that happens a lot, is that Carolyn Bessette Kennedy's sister, Lauren Bessette, was also on the plane. Nobody ever fucking talked about her. Like, you
well,
knew
that happens.
The sister died. Right.
That happens. Who was on Kobe's flight?
Right.
You have
exactly.
Any idea?
Right. His daughter, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Besides
the coach.
Her, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 No, totally. That happens all the right. time. And that is tragic that, right. you know, that there are some people who are remembered and some not. And Princess Diana.
Right.
You know, that was my second. You know, 1997, that was, I remember just getting to college. I think it was August and I was just getting to college and it was like shocking, you know, that we couldn't believe that, you know, sort of like a Mother Teresa type, like just dying before her time. She was like the one royal you actually like.
Mm. All right.
That you don't like Diana?
I don't get involved with this stuff. I don't want to.
You don't want to take sides in royalty. You're afraid that they won't invite you to the next royal event.
I say fuck royalty. That's just my point.
But she's not royalty. She's Princess Diana. That's the whole thing, was that she was not a royal. Like, she was, but she wasn't. So that was the whole part of it that's very sketchy, and there's all these conspiracy theories. And
that's,
you know,
why she was killed and the whole
right,
thing.
Right,
the
queen hated her and, you know, all this stuff. Okay. So movies and shows.
Okay, what that reflect death that I appreciate or what
appreciate?
You,
yeah. Yes, that you're very fond of.
I
the
am
deaths
very fond.
That you really appreciate.
I am
and,
very fond of death in defending your life.
Right.
I will kill myself today.
Yes,
if I can go there.
Yes,
to
God damn, there's
it.
A name of it.
Yes, what
something? Oh. It's got to be something. Lakes.
No, you just screwed
rivers.
Me up too. No, stop. It's
gardens.
It's called. Oh man, I can't think of it. All right, so if it comes to me, I'll mention it.
I'll
but
Google it
where
while
they
you're
are. I'm not talking anymore. I just love the idea that you go there when you die, and the question is obviously where do you go from there, right? So it's like purgatory, right? So you die, you go to this place where you defend your life, right? So. You have a lawyer. It's very earth-like, right? They try to make it as earth-like as possible.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is it called?
Judgment City.
Judgment City. Thank you so much for doing that. That just relieved me so hard.
Right. Well, it makes sense, right? You're
right,
in Judgment City.
You
in right,
city.
Right,
right.
It sounds biblical, but it's not.
Unbelievable. I want those best eggs that he ordered and never ate. I want
absolutely.
Everything. I want to eat all the food and those shrimps that he had. Like, yep. I want it all. I want mm-hmm. to stay there forever. But you go on to where nobody knows. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah, like they were so desperate to leave. And you're like,
well,
why are you leaving?
But they move on. That was the quote. They move on
right.
or they go back.
But maybe they move on and they're like slaves in some other place.
Well,
you don't know where
you know
they're
what?
Going.
Like, whenever I think about, like, if I went to like a psychiatrist or I went to a whoever and they said, what do you want? Like, if you could picture, if you could choose anything in the world, like anything on earth, like what would you choose? My answer would always be, I want to start over and do things right. Knowing things that I know now, but be able to intellectually, like, do it as a child. And, like, I want to do all the right things from starting over. Like, I know there's so many things I did wrong. I want to do them right now. Like, with defending your life, it's either you move on or you start over. And I kind of contemplated with, which do I want to do? Do I want to move on or start over the right way?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more to that movie than I think they let you know just watching it.
But
you
do
know?
You really think you need to start over? Like, you're pretty great now.
There's a thousand things a year that I could look back on and be like, oh, I wish you did it
that
way.
Everybody.
Or I wish
that's everybody.
Right. But if you could, wouldn't you?
But don't you think you'll fuck up again if you do it over? Because it's going to be a different scenario.
Right. I know. I know. This is a whole
conversation. Like, you don't want to redo your same life over again.
No, but I would do it differently and see what happens from the right decisions.
Did you ever see Sliding Doors?
No.
Oh, you should watch that. That's What's kind that? Of what you're talking about. So it's Gwyneth Paltrow, who I'm not a huge fan of, but she does. There's two scenarios. One where she makes the subway. This is a long time ago, so I might be getting it wrong. And one where she doesn't make the subway, right? And it's the two things of her life and how different it turns out. I mean, it's a cool, very cool concept. It's actually a very cool movie. But
what's it called again?
Sliding Doors.
Okay.
We should watch it.
Sure. Yeah,
it's interesting. So basically, it's those two different things. Like, what happens if you make this decision? What happens if you make that decision, right? And basically, I won't give it away. But, you know, it's that same kind of idea of, okay, how different does it turn out?
Yeah, but
depends if you believe in destiny or not, right? Because if you believe in destiny, it doesn't matter what you choose. You're going to end up at the same place.
Mm-hmm. No, I just always think about if I was starting over, like, I would love to make the right choices, not be the fucked up kid that I was. And, like, you know, I just always think about those things.
I would love to start over.
I would love, like, that's my, like, if I could choose the one thing ever that I ever wanted to do.
But you wouldn't have the same kids. And
I know, but that's the whole...
That's the point.
But maybe you would rather
have other kids.
No, maybe I do all the right things to get to that point and just feel better about my... Like, who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, of course. I get that.
Okay. All right. Let's move on
to movies and shows that really impacted you.
You asked me about... thoughts or quotes or anything about death, about, you know, from celebrities. I did. And this is a little bit long. I'm sorry. I hope I can read it properly. All right. So from my favorite comedian of all time, George Carlin, talking about death. I love this because it's so relatable. He says, "The most unfair thing about life is the way it ends. I mean, life is tough. It takes up a lot of your time. What do you get at the end of it all? A death. What's that? As a bonus, I think that life cycle is backwards. You should die first, get it out of the way, then you live in an old age home, you get kicked out when you're too young, you get a gold watch." That's an old reference for people who don't know. When you work for a long time for a company, you get a gold watch.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that? That's not the quote. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. No.
But like when you work for like fucking IBM for 20 years and you get fired, you get a gold watch. Right. So when you get kicked out when you're too old, you get a gold watch, you go to work. You work for 40 years until you're young enough to enjoy your retirement. You do drugs, alcohol, and party. You get ready for high school. You go to grade school. You become a kid. You play. You have no responsibilities. You become a little baby. You go back to the womb. You spend your last 9 months floating. And you finish off as an orgasm. I mean, it's just fucking brilliant. I read it terribly.
No, you did not.
Go watch him and read it, you know, see it the right way.
What is the segment?
But the whole point is, like, we're doing it backwards. Mm-hmm. Like, we work our fucking lives till we're 80 and then we retire to live 10 fucking miserable years in retirement. Like, that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I love him. Everything. Go watch all of his stuff because everything that he ever said back in the 90s is relatable today.
Absolutely.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh, no, I think that was perfect. You miss him.
Yeah, I do.
You know, we saw, you know this, I know I'm telling people out there, we saw him do like practices for his.
Yeah, he was reading off a paper.
Yeah, the one cool thing about living near, well, there's a lot of cool things about living in Atlantic City, or at least there used to be before I was too tired, was that, you know, a lot of comedians come and do their practice, you know, their practice sets in Atlantic City at one of the casinos before they go to, you know, New York or L.A. or whatever. And he did that a lot. And we would go and see him do his practice. You know, it was really, really cool.
He's the best.
I never would have done that if that wasn't for you. I'm very grateful to you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, and then we asked about, I didn't do the quote thing. I know I asked you to, and that was perfect. So let's leave it at that.
Okay.
And then I just asked you about movies or shows And I asked people on Instagram too. I'll read some of those. But what were some movies or shows that just stayed with you, like death of characters or the scene or whatever?
Well, I said before, Defending Your Life, number one for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that idea of the afterlife and what happens. And
agreed.
Obviously, I think it's showbiz. It's what, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, mm-hmm. It's just fantasy, but I love it. And then we talked about it at the beginning of the episode with 6 Feet Under, which was, you know, a family who works at a morgue and just deals with dead bodies, different dead bodies every day. But the last, if nobody has seen 6 Feet Under, anybody who's listening, that may be my favorite last episode of a series ever, of any series ever made.
Yeah, the last episode, I never even watched the series. I mean, I think I watched some episodes with you, mm-hmm. but I watched the last episode and I was like, yeah, I hadn't even really watched the series. I wasn't invested in it. And I was like, yeah, that's the best, the best last episode
incredible.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you know. This is us. What happens? I know you're on the edge of your seat for next week.
Don't even know.
I'm trying to find the what people have said for their favorite,
what movies? TV
characters.
Shows?
What were the characters' deaths that, you know, that struck you the most? So my movies that I remember, they were mostly from my childhood. My Girl.
Mm.
1991.
Yeah, bees.
Yeah. So Macaulay
Scary
Culkin's character. I mean, again, a very traumatic thing for a kid to watch, you know. His character dies of a bee sting. She looks in the coffin. It's a I forget her name in real life. She was on Veep, and then she was just in the latest Netflix. What was that Netflix that you loved with? What the fuck was her name that your mom
Not
had
sure.
you watch? The con artist, Anna Delvey.
What?
Nothing.
Oh,
you...
Anna Delvey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl who plays the journalist. So she's in the movie. Doesn't matter. I don't even know why. But, you know, she looks in the coffin and she says, "Want to go tree climbing, Thomas J?" Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I saw it once back in the...
You saw it once?
Yeah.
I know. It's very sad. Beaches, Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey. Mm-hmm.
Never saw
Wind Beneath My Wings. Like, please don't ever play that at my funeral. Please. Like, the most depressing song ever. And Cast Away, when Wilson floats away.
Uh-huh. That's one of the saddest moments ever.
I'm like, somebody get this boy another volleyball. Dix, where are you when we need you?
I mean.
Sports Authority.
Okay, I don't
whatever.
Know. You say that to me sometimes, but I just don't know.
No, seriously. So, you know, those are really Steel Magnolias, you know, the list goes on. But yes, there have been some, you know, incredible. And then the scene that always, is this Something About Mary when he throws the ball? No, when he throws the ball out the window and the dog. No, that's Just Married with Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy, where he throws
talking to yourself at this point.
I know. I do this. Okay, we're done.
All right. That was fun. I mean, that's a fun episode about death.
It was a lighthearted episode about death. We need that sometimes,
of course.
Right? I mean,
we can talk about anything. There's no reason that we can't talk about death.
Oh, yeah. Right. Especially considering that, like, yes, it is the ultimate bummer. Death is the ultimate
bummer.
Only
for everybody else.
No, for us too. Yes, it is the ultimate bummer. Yes. Everyone's always like, you can get through anything. You can survive anything. And I'm like, not
death. You can't survive death.
Right.
Right. That makes sense.
Right. I don't want to leave on that note.
So talk about...
Defending Your Life.
Defending
Maybe
your life.
We can, you know, for you, you don't even need the whole you can eat as many calories as you want. Right. Like, that is my ultimate, even though I am loving embracing my body now. I still think that would be fucking amazing.
If you have not seen Defending Your Life, anybody listening, please go watch that movie. I am not an Albert Brooks fan. I am not a Meryl Streep fan.
Well, he was in This Is 40.
I like them. I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't a fan of theirs and their movies and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're great. I respect them and all that stuff. But I didn't know them. But this movie?
Fantastic.
Yeah, mind-blowing. You've got
to
watch it.
What, late 80s, early 90s? So you need to keep that 90s. In mind.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. There's all no right. CGI and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, date night questions, please. It's about to be summer. Someone just messaged us saying, we bought the date night questions. We've decided that this is going to be the summer of us, which I loved. So make it the summer of us and go and buy the date night questions and let that guide you through every date night. And our merch. We're going to have Pride merch soon, which I'm so excited about Public.
We put an ad before, remember?
I'm reminding people.
Okay, gotcha.
So we're going to have awesome Pride merch. I'm so excited about it. But for now, we also have some mental health merch and we have just regular Marriage and Martinis merch. If you are a Marriage and Martinis fan, we have t-shirts. You can get it on mugs. You can get it on your laptop pad. You can get it on or cover or I don't even fucking know.
A laptop what?
I think we're going to do coffins soon.
Coffins.
Where you can.
Okay. Cock rings.
Dildos. Cock rings. Yeah. Yes. Oh, such a good idea.
Uh-huh.
All right. Please, if you to support us, we try to keep
and support yourselves. Everybody needs a cock ring.
And listen, every fucking podcast right now is subscription based and you have to pay $5.99 a month or
really?
Whatever. Yeah. What?
All right. Send us $5.99 a month.
No,
everybody.
I'm just saying we're trying not to. I don't ever want to do that.
Right.
But
we're free, biatch.
We're
Let's
free.
Do it.
Let's yeah. do it. Fucking A. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
God damn
we're
it.
We're getting
we love
out
you.
Of here. Bye. Love you.